you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
I'm Sharon McNary, filling in for Larry this week while he's on vacation. Last week, news broke that the Department of Justice, under former President Donald Trump, seized data from at least two members of the House Intelligence Committee in 2018, as well as aides and family members, according to a committee official and two people familiar with the investigation. Prosecutors from Trump's Justice Department subpoenaed Apple for the data, which came as part of an aggressive crackdown on leaks related to the Russia investigation and other national security matters. I'm joined now by Adam Schiff, Democratic congressman representing California's 28th congressional district, which includes Burbank, parts of Pasadena and Glendale. Congressman Schiff, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Well, thank you. So let's jump into it. When did you find out that back in 2018, your data and that of California Representative Eric Swalwell had been seized by former President Trump's Justice Department? What was your reaction to that news?
I found out when Apple notified me last month that they had been requested for data that I guess belonged to a number of different account holders, and I was one of them. Well, it was obviously deeply concerning that the Trump Justice Department did this. I still don't know what the circumstances were, whether this was the Justice Department doing like they so often did with President Trump, and that is doing his bidding. He was attacking me. He was accusing me of treason, accusing me of leaking, and it may have been a response to Trump badgering the Justice Department, or they may have been looking at someone else. They subpoenaed a lot of reporters, and they may have simply asked Apple for all the records pertaining to a particular reporter. So I don't know, but I'm confident the Inspector General will find out. It certainly looks, though, from the fact that on our committee, the subpoenas were targeting Democrats, that there was a partisan cast to this. And that's obviously of deep concern. There was so much politicization of the Justice Department over the last 4 years. We keep learning more about that, and we're going to need to really clean house and reform.
Huh. Now, you used to work for the Department of Justice as a federal prosecutor. I think I sat in on some of your cases when I was a reporter covering the federal court in L.A. So I'm guessing you know the ins and outs of accessing phone records and metadata. Do you have any idea who oversaw the investigation at DOJ, who's responsible for the subpoena?
Well, that's a really interesting question. The short answer is I don't. When the story broke, you saw both Attorney General Sessions, Jeff Sessions, and his successor, Bill Barr, both try to deny any knowledge of this, as did Rod Rosenstein, who was the number two person at Justice. That seems very strange because it would be really unprecedented to seek records from members of Congress in a leak investigation. I'm not sure that that's ever been done before. And you would have to imagine that would require approvals at the very top of the Justice Department.
You would think so.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say it's possible they didn't know whose records they were going after. But the fact, again, that it was two, in particular among the members, two prominent critics investigating the president seems very suspicious.
So what precedent exists for subpoenaing the records of members of Congress like this? I mean, what protection or immunity, if any, do members of Congress enjoy?
Well, I don't know if there's any precedent for this. People that have been with the department a long time aren't aware of another circumstance where the Justice Department essentially trampled on separation of powers concerns with respect to a co-equal branch. Here it's even more problematic because we were conducting an investigation of the president. I expect we'll find out the answers, but I really do think we're going to have to enact a whole series of reforms to protect the independence of that department. It wasn't just as potentially egregious as it was going after members of Congress or members of the press, but also the fact that the president personally intervened in specific cases, like that involving Roger Stone, one of his close advisors, and he got the Justice Department or Bill Barr to reduce the sentencing recommendation He got the Justice Department to dismiss the case against Michael Flynn, his original national security advisor, who twice pled guilty to lying to federal authorities. So the politicization was really quite broad. And I spoke to the Attorney General recently and urged that he undertake a overall review of the department and corrective action.
And so that's been the response of the Biden Justice Department. Anything else?
Well, I introduced last year a whole package of our own post-Watergate reforms measures designed to enforce congressional subpoenas, protect the independence of the Justice Department, protect inspector generals, who the last president fired for doing their job and did so quite blatantly, and a whole host of other reforms, things that were norms of office that we expected a president to do and constrain a president, but proved to be incapable of stopping an immoral president like the last one. And we're going to have to put these things into law now.
So what kind of policy changes would rein in this kind of abuse, if indeed it was abuse?
Well, I think that probably the department on its own is going to adopt new policies that restrict and change the procedures for when they would even contemplate going after news organizations and reporters and members of Congress. But I also think that we will need some statutory transparency that would require that if a president ever intervenes with the Justice Department, that it's made public. I'd like to go beyond that and to prohibit it, and prohibit the president from intervening in specific cases. But that's a very difficult thing to do constitutionally. But within, you know, within the realm of what we can do consistent with the Constitution, we need to constrain this kind of abuse of the department.
I mean, we know that journalists from The Washington Post, CNN, New York Times were also targeted. Why do you think, I mean, for listeners who don't live in this world of reporting or being in Congress, why is it important to keep DOJ from seizing reporters' records in leak investigations?
Well, it's a way for the White House to chill First Amendment freedoms of the press and of the public by going after reporters. And in the past, they've even arrested reporters and held them in custody until they would reveal their sources. That's not the kind of thing we want to see happen in the United States. We want to give the press, I think, a wide berth to do their jobs. And we also need to be concerned, particularly when the Justice Department is targeting press that is critical of the president. And we saw this president not only go after the press, but we also had reports that he was seeking, for example, to get the postmaster to raise postal rates on Amazon as a way of punishing Amazon's owner because they also own the Washington Post. And so when you have a president willing to use the instruments of state power to intimidate the press, to punish the press the way Donald Trump sought to do, you can really chill First Amendment freedoms. And that's one of the pillars of our democratic society.
Well, thank you for joining us. It's Adam Schiff, Democratic congressman representing California's 28th Congressional District, which includes Burbank, parts of Pasadena, and Glendale. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we're discussing the history and evolution of Juneteenth. Stay with us. Air Talk will be back in a moment on 89.3 KPCC.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.